I'm Willem Antonio from Hope Community Bible Church, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. When I was in high school, the Lord called me to go study abroad in Spain. I was 16 years old at the time and lived with a newly retired couple about an hour from Barcelona. I had thought that I walked through the majority of the culture shock that I would experience because I was already there for around 4 months. When Christmas rolled around and things were starkly different, I was taken quite by surprise. My immediate family had always celebrated Christmas together because our extended family all lived overseas. When my host family celebrated Christmas, all their family came to visit, and Christmas ended up being celebrated over the span of multiple days to accommodate all of the family. This hit me like a train because I was so overwhelmed with the quantity of people present to celebrate together. The sad thing was that my host parents were the only ones in the family who had faith and trust in Jesus. For the rest of the family, Christmas had very little to do with Jesus, born in a lowly stable in Bethlehem. My question to you is, what differentiates how you celebrate from how others you know celebrate? For me, Christmas is a reminder of the reality of God's love for us. When I grew up, my father would always read the story of Jesus' birth in Luke 2 on Christmas morning. For most of my life, this was just a tradition with very little meaning. Having grown in my faith over the years, Christmas continually takes on a deeper meaning. A favorite Christmas verse of mine is a prophecy from Isaiah 7:14, which says, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Jesus is known as Emmanuel, which means God with us. Since we've heard it so often, sometimes this loses meaning. Think about that for a second. God came to dwell with us. He chose to have his son Jesus come as a baby and live life as a human. Jesus lived through real family life with his parents and with other siblings, and he dealt with temptation and the expectations of family and expectations from other people in his community. In Hebrews 4:15, the author shares about how Jesus is a high priest who is able to sympathize with our weakness because he walked through temptation just like us. If you've never taken time to think about this, I encourage you to reflect on the fact that each of us needs a Savior. We have all done bad things that are deserving of punishment, and Romans 6:23 reminds us that the penalty for that sin is death. But the good news is that Jesus did come. He was born on earth, he died on the cross, and was raised from the dead on the third day, paying the price for sin should we decide to believe and follow him. As we enter into the Christmas season, how are you going to keep yourself from letting Jesus' birth become mundane and taken for granted? What can you do to intentionally remember what Christmas is really all about with your family? The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries at the church, you can find them on Facebook or on their website at zaccma.org.